Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, that's appropriate. Bringing back Dave Grohl, the Foo Fighters, at News Talk 830 WCCO, as we talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the class of 2021. We're joined by Star Tribune critic, music critic, and columnist, Chris Riemenschneider. Hey, Chris, I don't think you and I have had a chance to do a show together. And for all the years that I've been doing what I did, I'm kind of surprised by that. Have we been on together before?
I don't think so. No, that's crazy. So, yeah, it's about time.
Well, let me ask this question right up front then. Are you a Minneapolis or a Minnesota kid all your life?
I grew up in St. Paul. I lived in Austin, Texas for 12 years. So I was a Texas kid in between there, but mostly Minnesota, yeah.
Were you related to a biology teacher named Riemenschneider?
I get asked that about once a week. That was a very popular teacher. No, there are anywhere there are German immigrants, there are Riemenschneiders.
Riemenschneiders.
There's clans of Riemenschneiders, yeah.
Yes, well, he hated me.
Well, sorry.
No, hate's a little strong, but no, I wasn't the best student at that time, so that's a whole different story. That was at Roosevelt in South Minneapolis. That's why I was asking that question of you. Hey, let's talk about this class of 2021. Some of the names that are at the top of the list, Jay-Z, Foo Fighters we mentioned, Go-Go's, first time around that they were eligible for part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and other names you know, Tina Turner, Carol King, Todd Rundgren. Who surprises you that they were omitted from the list?
Oh, gosh. There are two rock bands that I thought really should have gotten in that were on the nominations list, and that would be Rage Against the Machine and Iron Maiden. And I think even Dave Grohl, being the guy that he is, would say those two bands should be in before the Foo Fighters as well. They're just both hugely popular, hugely influential bands. The Hall of Fame is kind of snobbish about hard rock stuff. Like Black Sabbath took forever to get in, Kiss, Deep Purple took forever to get in. So that trend continues because especially Rage Against the Machine, they're other than Nirvana, they're probably the most significant rock band of the past 30 years.
No, so, but was Dave? Go ahead.
Yeah, but no surprise. The Foo Fighters are so ubiquitous, so popular. You know, they deserve it. I think they could have. They didn't necessarily need to get in their first year of being eligible. Jay-Z, on the other hand, he definitely deserved to get in his first year of eligibility. He's just a hip hop icon. He's one of the most top selling artists of the past 30 years. His influence is you know, in pop music in general is just huge. So he deserved to get in too. Kind of the main storyline out of this is and the one thing to applaud is for sure is that it's the first year. It's the three of the six nominees, half the nominees are women, and that's never happened. But then on the other hand, all of the three women nominees, the Go-Go's, Tina Turner and Carole King, they were all eligible years and years ago, or should have been eligible. You know, Tina Turner is going off her solo career, which started, you know, in the early 80s. And it's the 25-year mark is when they're supposed to get in. So, and the Go-Go's were overlooked for years. Interestingly, both Tina and the Go-Go's kind of have, they had recent documentaries come out on them that really kind of put them over the top, that they really made the case for their influence.
You know, you mentioned Tina Turner, the Go-Go's and such, and also Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters. Did Dave Grohl get in as a part of Nirvana earlier when he was the drummer there?
He did, yeah. So that's his second time being in. Tina is in with Ike. Ike and Tina were inducted. But that almost makes it all the more essential, you know, in that case that she's in on her own and not with her, you know, very, dubious ex-husband. You know, but also she had more success as a solo artist, more commercial success as a solo artist. So she deserved to get in. And actually Carole King is in with her ex-husband, for their songwriting. You know, before she put out Tapestry, she was the part of the Brill Building songwriting team. And they wrote just so many tons of classics, you know, for Neil Diamond and the Monkees and all that stuff. So she's actually, it's actually her second time, but both her and Tina, it's them alone, which just means something, but they arguably should have been in years ago. So.
Chatting with Chris Riemenschneider, who writes for Star Tribune. Let me ask you about this. You mentioned the Brill Building. For folks who don't know, tell everybody, if you didn't see Beautiful, the Carole King stage production, if you didn't see that, tell WCCO listeners a little bit about the Brill Beating, Brill Building. I picture that as sort of just like going to the factory. And sorry, time to write some more hits. Let's go get to work. But that's pretty much what it was, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, that's recording studios and song. There was song factories and recording studios. They were industries in those cases in New York, L.A., and Nashville, you know, which is why it was remarkable when Carole King, you know, did become her own artist. You know, I can't think of too many that had ever done that, and certainly not women that came out of being this behind the scenes, you know, force in the industry and then, you know, finally coming out on her own and doing it under her own name. You know, she's arguably, you know, probably the reason she didn't get in is because she's not, you know, quote unquote rock and roll. I mean, sure, her stuff was really pop and you know, but I think that the Tapestry album was so huge and so influential on basically any introspective singer songwriter in rock and roll has touched on that album in one way or another. So she certainly deserves to finally get in.
You know, as someone who is considerably older than you are, Chris, I remember Tapestry. I believe it might have been one of the first, if not the first, albums that I bought in 1971. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. And it seemed like every song on the album was a hit, or at least had the potential to be a hit. I mean, you could just needle through that thing back when we would drop a needle on from the tone arm onto a record, and that's just the way it played out. And you mentioned writing songs for Neil Diamond, because he was also a part of that songwriting factory.
Right, yeah. And she, you know, she definitely, as I say, definitely deserved to get in. The Go-Go's were they're interesting because they had major pop hits, but they were the first all female band to write, record, and play their own instruments on the record to have the record go number one. So that alone is a feat that should be celebrated by the Rock and Hall of Fame, and then it finally is. But I think they deserve to get in before that. Those songs were huge in the '80s. You know, they were everywhere on MTV in the early and mid '80s. So I definitely think it's a slight that they didn't get in before now. But for people, you know, debating this, you know, I really suggest seeing the documentary. I believe it was on Showtime, or is still on the Go-Go's, and then HBO has the Tina documentary. Both those are just fantastic documentaries. They're really entertaining, and in Tina's case, very, very moving as well.
When I think about the Go-Go's, I think about the fact that, oh, I played those songs on the radio when they were new.
So yeah.
That's how long I've been doing it, my friend.
Those songs are still, I mean, those songs endure. Those kids today still, you know, those songs are still being catchy. They're pretty timeless, and No, it's great that they're in, and they were due to tour, so I think this could be a pretty good, you know, all these artists, when they get inducted, if they're still, you know, alive and kicking, they get a pretty good career bump out of it. So I would expect a pretty big Go-Go's tour after that. They've kind of been half-heartedly reuniting off about the past decade.
That was going to be my next question. What does this mean to get your name back out there again? Jay-Z, his name never went away. Much the same for Foo Fighters, but for the Go-Go's, for Carole King, for others, I mean, does this send people out to buy Tapestry?
Yeah, I think so for sure. I think the one who really stands to benefit here is Todd Rundgren, who's not the person getting inducted, and you know, I personally would question him getting inducted. I think that shows he's a quintessential 70s artist, and I think the voting block of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is so much those 70s industry professionals and 70s critics. So I don't necessarily think he deserved to get in, but these people are definitely going to be exploring, because he does have a really interesting career. He was, you know, he was a producer for tons of acts, and he had several different kind of like a David Bowie. He went through several different formations of styles of music and everything. So he probably more than anyone will get a big bump out of it. Alas, Tina has long ago retired. She was absolutely fantastic up until the end. And those of us who got to see her towards the end there, she went out on top. So wish she could still go, but great. She'll at least be around to accept it.
Yeah, I had a chance to see Tina Turner on stage. I think it might have been as far back as when it was the St. Paul Civic Center, which is a long time ago. But and we also had a chance with a good group of people to have dinner together. So that was pretty interesting, just to sit at this end of the table and listen.
Well, she was working the industry. I mean, she played in the early 80s. She played first. It wasn't First Avenue at the time. It was still Sam's. I think actually the last time she played it was First Avenue, you know, which to think of, you know, Tina and you know the punk rock bar is kind of tells you how she was building her career back up, and those shows, people who were at those shows were phenomenal. Say they were phenomenal. So she really did work it hard to you know, she hung on to her name. That's the only thing she took out of the divorce is the famous story. And you know, she certainly went far with just using her name.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. Hey, Chris Riemenschneider, we'll continue to read you in the Star Tribune. Are you looking forward to getting back out into the concert halls, into the concert venues?
Yeah, you know, I've got to work on staying up late because pretty much in bed about 10:30 these days. That's gonna be hard. No, I can't wait. I miss it so much. I know so many music fans that are just jonesing so hard to get back to it. It's looking good. Vaccine rates are up, but people are doing good in Minnesota. I think we're gonna have a pretty fun rocking summer.
That's good. Yeah, because I understand the block party is back on, right? I mean, there's a plan for that. Maybe it's different dates, though. I forgot what the dates were.
There's some of the festivals are still on, like WeFest and Twin Cities Summer Jam. They were kind of banking on the things being good enough to go on. And yeah, there's all kinds of some of the summer. You know, there's like festivals, breweries are doing some fun stuff. So places that have outdoor spaces, there's all kinds of like venues like the Hook and Ladder and Ice House in Minneapolis. They have room outside to have concerts. So they've got all summer they're doing outdoor stuff, and it's going to even indoor stuff. I think by midsummer, we're going to see some of the regular venues like First Avenue back in business.
Are you a WeFest? Last question, and then we'll make this short. Are you a WeFest fan? Have you been up there?
You know what? I've been up to those grounds, and I used to do another festival there. But my colleague John Bream usually covers the kind of mainstream Nashville country stuff. I hear it's a hoot. I love the grounds up there, and this might be the summer to go, just because it is pretty newsy that it's going.
Well, if you get up there, see if you can find my hearing. I think I lost it there.
Sure.
Chatting with Chris Riemenschneider from Star Tribune, a music columnist, and thanks so much for visiting with us this afternoon here at WCCO.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mark. My pleasure.
Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.